It's official. We finally have the 2020 schedule for the New York Yankees. On this special episode, we're going to break it all down for you. Let's get going here on the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Welcome back to another special edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Thank you once again for tuning into our podcast. We definitely appreciate everybody taking time out of their schedules to listen to our podcast. Today, we have a special topic to discuss, and that is the Yankees 2020 regular season schedule. Major League Baseball released the schedule on Monday, and we are going to break it all down for you here, give you important dates, important stretches, everything you need to know we're going to discuss on this show. As always, interact with us on social media at Pinstripe Talk ND on Twitter at Nick_Delahanty is my personal account. Find us on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. As always, our podcast is available on all podcasting platforms. The big ones: subscribe, rate, and review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music, you name it. Our show is there available for you. I have to let you know, I usually listen to the show on one or two outlets just to make sure the audio sounds good. And I was very impressed with iHeartRadio. It's a site that I normally don't plug as much on here, but our show is available on there as well. So check it out, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, anything, anywhere, anytime. Our show is there, and we hope that you check it out, and not only check it out, but share it with your friends, share it with your fellow Yankee lovers, because we do want to keep giving you more content as the regular season comes closer, and as always, during the regular season. So we hope that you enjoy listening to our show and give us some reviews on what you think as well, and of course, interact with us, because we love talking Yankees baseball. We hope that you decide to join in on our conversation. So let's get the ball rolling, shall we? And in case you don't know, in case you might be under a rock, in case you don't really pay attention to it, each Major League Baseball team will play a 60-game slate in 2020 due to the COVID-19 virus shortening the season. Here's how it's going to break down, and I'm going to do it by American League and National League games for you so you get a little bit of an idea of how it looks. The Yankees will play 40 of their 60 games against the American League East. So that is 10 games against each opponent. And you might be saying to yourself, okay, they're going to be playing 10 games against each team. That's 5 games home, 5 away. No, that is not the case. Major League Baseball broke it down. So they're not even schedules in terms of where you're playing home and away, but you will play your division 10 times each. So let's use Boston as an example. The Yankees will play the Red Sox 10 times in 2020, and 7 of them will be at Yankee Stadium, which I think is a really nice thing for the Bronx Bombers. Going to Fenway, even without fans, is a tough place to play. Being able to play 70% of those games in the Bronx is definitely a positive in their schedule. Tampa Bay will come to the Bronx 6 times. They'll play 6 games here. And the Yankees will go there for a 4-game set. Toronto, the Yankees go to Toronto and will play 7 games on the road there. That scares me. We'll get more into that in a little while. And then the Yankees will go to Camden Yards 6 times and play the Orioles 4 times in the Bronx. So as you can see, there's no 5-5, but it breaks down evenly. 20 of the 40 games will be home. 20 of the 40 games will be away. So, yeah, a little unorthodox, a little weird if you think of it that way, but there are positives and negatives you could take from that. I think the biggest positive is playing Boston and Tampa more at home than on the road. The biggest negative is going to Toronto and playing them 7 times on that turf field. And like I said, we'll get into that in a little while because I want to talk about the Blue Jays as a whole in a bit. Then you look at the interleague play, and your division plays the opposite division. So if you're the American League East like the Yankees, you play the National League East. And you'll play 20 games against those teams during the season. So here's how it breaks down. The Yankees play the Mets 6 times. They'll play 3 at home, 3 on the road, which isn't really much of a road travel, which is nice for them. They'll open up with the Nationals on the road for 3 games. Then, right after they play the Nationals, they get 4 against the Phillies. 2 will be at Yankee Stadium, 2 will be on the road. And then they have the Braves for the same similar thing. 2 will be home, 2 will be away, but those are split up. And then the Miami Marlins will come to the Bronx the last series of the regular season. So if the Yankees are battling for a playoff spot or the division, it's kind of assuring knowing that they'll be playing the rebuild Marlins. And I know that you can't count anybody out in a 60-game slate. Anybody's in it. But seeing what we saw from the Marlins last year, I doubt that they're going to be in the playoff mix, especially because their mindset is to grow and to build for the future. So that's a, I don't want to say a nice way to end the season, but as we'll cover in a little bit, September might be an easier month for the Yankees if 2020 is a repeat of 2019. Let's break it down by month. All right. And here's where I think it's going to be a lot easier for everybody in terms of breaking it down by how many games against each in each month. And as always, you can find the schedule on our Twitter account, on our Facebook account. We posted them as soon as they were uploaded by the Yankees social media team. In July, the Yankees will play 8 games. And 7 of those games come against NL East opponents. And here's why I think that it's an advantage for the Bronx Bombers. They'll open up their season on July 23rd. Against the Washington Nationals, and that'll be a matchup of Max Scherzer and Gerrit Cole if all goes well. Then after the 23rd, they'll have the off day on the actual opening day, and then continue the 3-game set the following 2 days. After that series, the Yankees will go to Philly for 2, and then return to the Bronx for 2 for their home opener. And then their last game of the month is the start of a 3-game set against the Red Sox. Why is it an advantage to open up your season in interleague play? Number one, this year is a sprint, not a marathon. And what I mean by that is, in 162 games, it's a marathon. It's more of a, you have to pace yourself, you have to get in a groove. If you get into a losing streak, there is time to regroup from it. But early on in the year, if you start struggling, that could really dictate your outcome for the rest of the season, because there's not a lot of room to spare. And by opening the season in interleague play, not only do you, let's say, on opening day, Max Scherzer starts for the Nationals, you may only see him for 5 innings compared to, say, 7 or 8 down the stretch. And let's be real, the Yankees bullpen right now is dynamite. If healthy, the Yankees have the bullpen to not only keep them in games, but win them games. So I would definitely take my chances against those National League opponents early on in the year with that strong bullpen, especially given the lack of time hitters have to prepare for the season. I say it all the time, and a lot of people have said it. The games against the division are going to be crucial. You're going to have to really own those games and do your best in those series. But let's not forget that the 20 games against the interleague play, those games are important too. They are going to count whether you win the American League East or win a wild card spot. They matter. So to get them out of the way early, I think, is a benefit. And as you'll see, the Yankees only have 1 series in September where they're playing National League foes. So to get it out of the way, to give them a little bit of a tune-up before they start American League East play, I think that's huge too. And you're going to see the likes of Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, Patrick Corbin, Aaron Nola most likely, before you even get into your division play. So I think that's a positive. I liked how that broke down in the schedule. Now, out of those 8 games, obviously it's a shorter month because we're starting the season late in the month on the 23rd, so there's not a lot of time to play. The Yankees will have that one off day on the 24th, like I mentioned. That'll be opening day for everybody else. Let's head into August. And there's a stretch in August that, and I'll talk about it in a little bit when we get to it, that I really feel is going to be important for the Bronx Bombers. So, as you already know, the the end of July, they open up a three-game set with Boston. They'll complete that at the start of the month. Then they travel to Baltimore for three. They travel to Tampa for four. They have an off day. Then they have Atlanta at the stadium for two. Another off day. Then they have the Red Sox for four. Tampa for three. The Mets for three. They go to Citi Field for that series. Then another off day. At Atlanta for two. Another off day. The Mets again for three. And Tampa for the first game of three-game set. In total, 27 games in August, 17 against AL East opponents, 10 against NL East opponents. And right when I saw the schedule, this is what stood out to me. This stretch from August 18th to September 2nd is the stretch that I feel is going to determine where the Yankees stand in the division. Why? It's simple. At the beginning of the stretch, they have Tampa for three. Then they travel to Citi Field for three against the Mets. Then you go to Atlanta for two. Then you have the Mets again at the stadium for three. And then Tampa. So basically, you're playing six games against the Rays. And in the middle of that, you have the Mets and Braves, who I personally think are both playoff teams. That stretch is going to be crucial because not only are you playing 60% of your games against the Rays, the team that a lot of people, including myself, think are the second-best team in the American League East, you're going to have to win the majority of those games. But you're playing two playoff-caliber teams that are going to be in the thick of it, that are going to be in the middle of the race. So if you struggle in that first series against Tampa and that lingers, that could be a really ugly stretch for the Bronx Bombers that they have to avoid. I think that stretch right there might determine if they win the division or not, because say you win 5 out of 6 against Tampa, and out of those games against the Mets and Atlanta, you win those series, but you don't struggle. You know, you play over 500 ball. That will alone put them in a really nice spot moving forward. And going into September, where when we look at it, you might say the schedule's a little bit easier. So right away when I looked at the schedule, and I'll say it again, I circled that stretch of games. That 12-game stretch, I think, is huge, huge for the Bronx Bombers. And I hate to look ahead. There's a lot of baseball that will be played before then. And the Yankees will have to take care of business before that point. But if they're playing good baseball up to that point, that's going to be a real test for them, because that's a really tough stretch, in my opinion. I think that having Tampa for the 6 games out of the 10 that you'll play them, and then you throw two National League East teams that are going to be battling not only for the division but a possible wild card, that stretch can't get any tougher, in my opinion. So they'll be playoff tested at that point, and we'll see how they come out of it. And there's a lot that could be determined beforehand. The Yankees could get off to a really cold start and need that stretch. They could get off to a really hot start, and that stretch might not seem as dire or as important as I'm making it out to be now. But only time will tell. But the early look of it, if you look at their early schedule, that stretch is definitely the toughest that the Bronx Bombers will face in 2020. Let's head into September. Now, we mentioned that they'll open up a series with Tampa to end the month of August. They'll complete that. They'll play the first two on September 1st and 2nd. Then they go to Baltimore for three. Then they go to Toronto for three. It's important to note about Toronto. The first time they play the Blue Jays this year is September 7th. So they'll essentially go the first month and a half without even seeing Toronto. So all 10 of those games are in that final month of the season. The Yankees will go to who knows where the Blue Jays are going to play. If it's in Canada, I'm a little worried. You're playing 7 games on that turf field. If it's not, I think the advantage goes to the Yankees there, because you don't have to go to Toronto and play those games at a site that hasn't been too friendly to the Bronx Bombers recently. Then you go home for four against Baltimore, an off day. Toronto comes to the stadium for three. Then a trip to Fenway for three. That is the only time the Yankees go to Fenway this year, September 18th to 20th. And then the final two series of the year at Toronto for four, and the Marlins come to Yankee Stadium for three. So in the final month of the year, the Yankees play 22 games against AL East opponents, and the other three come against NL East opponents. And the thing that I want to mention, and it was brought up on Twitter, I don't know who was the one to announce it. I believe MLB Network had it first. if you look at the 2019 standings, the Yankees will play 20 of their final 23 games against teams that lost 95 or more games last season. So you're looking at Miami, who lost over 100 games, the Orioles, and Toronto. So that's a lot of games against teams that were under 500. And now, let me kind of classify this a little bit. And I talked about the Marlins earlier. Obviously, we all think they're still rebuilding. So to say they're contenders is a little bit of a stretch. Anything could happen. I'm not counting them out. But I don't think they're going to be contenders this year. Baltimore is clearly rebuilding. The look of their roster, they're in that rebuilding stage still. Who knows if they'll ever get out of it? But I don't see them being contenders. Yeah, they have some good young players. I think that they're going to cause some havoc. And you can't take them lightly. Obviously, you're playing them 10 times. But I don't see them as a team that's going to contend in 2020. I just don't. Anything could happen, like I said. But they're not built to win just yet. And then you look at Toronto. And a lot of people say, you know, Toronto struggled last year. They're young. I expect them to be better. And you look at the Yankees' 10 matchups against them, and you're saying to yourself, oh, you know what, if they struggle, you're playing a team that might not be in contention. But here's the other side of it. Say this young team finds form. They added Ryu to the starting rotation. They got better. Their young talent got experience last year. They're only going to grow and get better from here. Who's to say that they don't get hot and they don't make a case for the AL East late in the year? And those 10 games are going to be a battle. That's the team that I really circle on the schedule. And I say, that could go either way. That's something that you can't really write them off as not a good team. And in a 60-game format, anything could happen. So I look at them and I say, you know, I want to say that the Yankees' schedule in September might be easy. But they're the team that could really cause havoc. Especially if they get hot at the right time. I'm not counting them out for sure. I definitely want to see how they start the year. You know, they could start the year and come out flat and not have enough time to rebound. Or they could be the shocking team in the American League and really cause havoc. So it could go either way. But if you're the Yankees, you're hoping that they're out of it by September and that you're playing essentially three teams that are out of the playoff hunt and are trying to look toward the future instead of trying to knock you out of the postseason. So here's some of my notes in general from the schedule that I really looked into and kind of dissected a bit. National League play. 17 of the 20 games are before September. And that's something that I think is really important. Those National League teams before their pitching gets hot. I'd personally rather see Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg throwing 5 innings instead of 8 late in the season. So I think that's a positive for the Yankees. And that last series against the Marlins, like I said, I don't see them as real contenders. So that doesn't necessarily scare me. The toughest stretch for the Bronx Bombers in terms of NL play comes right at the start of the season. You have the Nationals, the defending champions, the first series of the year, and then the four against the Phillies. The Phillies are going to be better. You get a matchup with our old friend Joe Girardi. His team looks to be better this year. We'll get an early taste of what they have to offer. I'm sure that's going to be a motivating series for Girardi. He's going to want to beat the Yankees and prove that he should have stayed as the manager of the team. There's a little personal vendetta there, I guess. But I think that 7-game stretch is going to be the most important in terms of NL play. The Yankees' longest homestand comes from August 11th to August 20th. They'll play 9 games, 2 against Atlanta, 4 against the Red Sox, 3 against the Rays. That's a pretty tough schedule. Who knows what Boston's going to look like? They're the team that I really kind of flip a coin on. They're always a pest. You just don't know how big of a pest they're going to be. The longest road trip. The Yankees go on 2 7-game road trips, August 3rd to August 9th. They'll have Baltimore for 3, Tampa for 4, and then another one September 18th to 24th. Boston for 3 and Toronto for 4. And then they have another 6-game road trip that features the Orioles and Toronto. So if you look at it from the grand scheme of things, out of their, how many, you know, 30 away games, you're 20-plus are coming from road trips. So you have the 2 7-gamers, which is 14, and then another 6-gamers. So 20 of their 30 come in long road trips. So they'll be battle-tested on the road. And like I said before, September seems to be easy right now if you look at last year's standings. But who knows how Toronto's going to be. That's the team that's a real wild card for me. Them in Boston in the division, you don't really know where they're going to stand, where they're going to shape up. So it could be a flip-flop to see which team is better this year and could give the Yankees more problems. And then I think the key stretch is at August 18th to September 2nd. You look at that schedule, and I talked about it in depth a little earlier. Those 6 games against Tampa, that is huge. Huge. That really, I think, is going to determine the division, how the Yankees do against the Rays. When you look at everything as a whole, the Yankees went like 17-2 against the Orioles last year. They were 11-8, I believe, against the Blue Jays. Especially in a shortened season, you have to take care of your opponents, especially in the division. So out of the 10 games against the Rays, you have to play at least over 500 ball. You can't have a situation where the Rays take 6 of 10 or 7 out of 10. You have to really own those series, and they're going to be a dogfight. Ideally, you look into every series and you play each team 10 times. You want to beat each team 6 times, and you want to beat the Orioles 8. Obviously, you think that you could beat the Orioles 8 out of 10. I would say that the Yankees could beat the Blue Jays 7 out of 10. Boston is a possible 7 out of 10. Tampa's the team that's going to be chasing their tail the whole entire season. And they're the team that has talent to win. We saw them win 90-plus games last year. Their bullpen's electric. They have some young pieces. Kevin Cash, I always say, is one of the best managers in the game. They have the tools in a shortened season to make some noise. They're like the Oakland A's. I think the Oakland A's have a really good chance of winning the division. Shortened season, young pitching staff, good bullpen. They have the tools that are necessary to do it. If they stay healthy, I think they give the Astros some fits in that division. But you have to make sure you take care of the division. I think that's the most important thing. Those 40 games, that's a big chunk of your regular season. We don't have 162 games to make up for it. You're not playing some games against teams that you can handle easily and that are going to help pad your standings. Every game's going to matter, and every game has even more importance than in the past, because you fall on a 4 or 5-game losing streak, that could really hurt you down the stretch and could really hurt you in terms of playoff positioning, or can keep you out of the postseason. So there's a lot to digest in this schedule. There's a lot of things to look into. My personal thing was that stretch from August 18th to September 2nd. I can't stress it enough. I think that's going to be what determines the Yankees' outcome, whether they're going to win the division, compete for a wild card, or heck, I hate to say it, but maybe not even make postseason contention. Anything is truly possible. I think there was a stat that said that after 60 games last year, the Nationals wouldn't have even made the playoffs. So anything goes. I think it's going to be exciting. I think there's going to be a lot of intensity. But I do personally think the schedule favors the Yankees in many ways. I think there's a lot of good things from this schedule. I was really happy with it. And now it's a matter of going out and playing baseball and winning games. What do you think about the schedule? What are your thoughts about some of the team stretches? Is there a team on the schedule that concerns you? Is there a team on the schedule that you think the Yankees will own or have their way with? Let us know. Find us on Twitter at PinstripeTalkND, my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Find us on Facebook by searching Up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Again, our show available on all podcasting platforms. Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review the show on there. Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, anything, anywhere, anytime you can listen to our show. Share it with your friends. Let them hear our content as well. Opening day is rapidly approaching. Hopefully, we have a season. Hopefully, everybody starts getting more healthy. The world takes a turn for the better in terms of the COVID-19 virus. Continue to wear a mask, people. I want to watch Yankees baseball. I know you want to watch sports. I know we want to get back to normal, but it's going to take a worldwide effort. Social distance, wear a mask, stay safe, wash your hands, do the necessary things to help us get over this virus and find a cure and get rid of it so we could get back to somewhat of a normal life. And again, as the opening day approaches, we're going to continue to give you content. We'll continue to break down everything and anything regarding the New York Yankees. Again, we are the Pinstripe Talk Podcast, powered by Delahanty Media. I am your host, Nick Delahanty. I like to say it every show. I know it probably gets old, but as always, let's go Yankees. We are very, very excited for opening day and seeing the debut of our new ace, Gerrit Cole. Until next time, I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Thank you for listening to the Pinstripe Talk Podcast. We'll catch you really soon.